That system of powerful storms that caused so much damage in Enterprise moved from Alabama into Georgia. It caused several deaths in that state, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes and destroying a hospital in Americus, Georgia. Susie Fussell is the vice president for nursing at Sumter Regional Hospital in Americus, and she's been assessing the damage there all day.
The hospital is actually in the heart of the town. It is pretty much within walking distance to everybody, and I've had people make comments about that as they're walking by and sobbing, saying, you know, when people need help, they can get here quickly, and it's just incredible to see it the way it is now.
Is it mainly one area, one part of the building that was struck, or is the whole thing damaged?
No, it's the whole thing. It's a three-story brick building. I'm walking more toward around the front of the building where they took the most impact right now, and it's basically just blew most of that in. The inside doesn't exist anymore. But we've got workers all up in the windows here trying to clear some of the glass. Oh, and I've just had somebody walk up to me, Mr. Newell, who is one of our structural engineers, is bringing me some of our decorative pottery that came out of our administrative offices. So
he was able to salvage that.
Yeah, it looks like an egg and a decorative bowl. And there is not a chip or a break on any of it. That is incredible. I don't know how that just happened. I'm interested to see if I have an office, but I don't think I do. I don't think there are any trees left in the front. There's this very distinct path of where it touched down and just flattened everything in its path.
Ms. Fussell, as I listen to you describe the damage there, I can't help but wonder how the patients and the staff rode out the storm.
Oh, this is my favorite part. I'm also over risk management for the hospital, and so being prepared is something that we just are very staunch about, and we practice and we practice and we practice. It took me about an hour, actually, to be able to physically get into the building because of the traffic and debris all through the town. Of course, there was chaos, but they were following their procedure so well. We had people doing whatever they had to do to get those patients out.
Get them out. Where did they go?
Well, we evacuated the patients from the floors because every area of the hospital was flooded, and we were wading through water. We were actually pulling patients on mattresses and carrying them down stairwells with water pouring in on top, ceilings falling in. But the staff was, I mean, they were just remarkable. They were attending to the patients and moving them to a safer place. And we sent some to Albany, some to Cordell, and some to Montezuma, Georgia.
It sounds like all those emergency drills that you went through really paid off, ma'am. I don't know if you happened to be a Girl Scout when you were young, but you certainly have followed their motto, be prepared.
Yes, but, you know, it really is. It's all about establishing a habit, a mentality, that when you're under pressure and you're panicked, that you don't have to think or you don't have to remember, you just react. Everybody knew their job, and they did their job and more. I was so proud of them.
Well, Ms. Fussell, I know that you have much to do today, so thank you for taking time to talk to us. All the best to you.
You are welcome. Thank you.
That was Susie Fussell. She's the vice president for nursing at Sumter Regional Hospital in Americus, Georgia.